Now we come to chapter 6. And when we come to chapter 6, we've come now actually to the last of the visions, and we've identified them as 10 visions. And I think probably at this point I ought to give each one of them by name again as we have listed them. We had first the riders under the myrtle trees. Then we had four horns. Then the four smiths. And then the man with the measuring line. And then Joshua and Satan. And then the branch and the stone with seven eyes. Then we had seven, the lampstand and two olive trees. Then eight, the flying roll, a scroll. And the ninth, the woman in the ephah. And now we come to the tenth, the four chariots here in chapter 6. Now, some only find 8 visions here, but we believe that it's highly consistent to see that we do have 10 visions that are given to us. Now, this last vision is of 4 chariots, and I think probably we ought to get it before us here today. I'm reading now verse 1 of chapter 6. And I turned and lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, there came 4 chariots out from between 2 mountains, and the mountains were mountains of bronze. All right, now, for just a moment or two, let's look at this again, and this has run all the way through. I'm sure by now it's a little monotonous to you, but he says, I turned and lifted up mine eyes. Now, these visions are not dreams. They were given to him at night, but he was not asleep when they were given to him. His eyes were wide open. He saw these things, and a double emphasis is given time and time again, and we have it here. I lifted up mine eyes. That's enough to let you know that he saw that. But he says, and I looked. And when you look, friends, you've got to use your eyes. And behold, there came 4 chariots out from between 2 mountains, and the mountains were mountains of bronze. Now, let me go to the end of the verse and attempt to identify these 2 mountains. What are the 2 mountains? Well, I have looked at several of the commentators in this particular place here, and their interpretation, and I think most of them agree on it, or at least the majority of the outstanding ones, they believe it's Mount Zion and the Mount of Olives. And that would put you down in the Kidron Valley. So that we have here these 4 chariots, and they are down in the valley. Now, we assume when we see the 4 chariots that there are horses that are hitched to them, and we're going to find out that there were, and that there were charioteers or drivers of the chariots. And we'll find that that is true also. Now, since there are 4 chariots here, it seems that it is a reminder of the fact that we have before us here the 4 horsemen of the apocalypse. Now, there's another way of interpreting this, of course. There were 4 great world empires that Daniel saw. And these 4 empires were judged of God, and they were all Gentile empires. And each one of them has been judged of God. And that part of Daniel's vision has actually been literally fulfilled. And these 4 chariots could represent that very easily. But John in Revelation, speaking of that which is future, in fact, he opens that period of the Great Tribulation period by presenting to us the 4 horsemen of the apocalypse. And there is a very striking correspondence between these 4 chariots and the horses and the 4 horsemen of the apocalypse. And very frankly, I'm inclined to go along with the viewpoint that though it could represent these 4 nations, and I'm not going to fall out with anyone that sees it like that, but that actually what we have here is the great tribulation period. It looks down to the future when God intends to judge the Gentiles. And whether it means these four nations or the great judgment at the end during the great tribulation period, I think that both are involved here. But the important thing is, we saw in the last chapter, chapter 5, in both the flying scroll and the woman in the ephah flying through the air like an astronaut or the flying nun, why, we saw that that was judgment upon God's earthly people, the nation Israel. Now, this reveals God's judgment of the Gentiles. Not only a past judgment, as we have in the four nations, but a future judgment that is coming during the great tribulation period. Four judgments that will finally bring to the earth the Lord Jesus Christ and the establishment of his kingdom here upon the earth. Now, that's very important for us to see. Now, again, let me read this verse with that in mind. And I turned and lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, there came four chariots out from between the two mountains. And the mountains were mountains of bronze. Now, bronze or brass, actually, bronze was known in the earth at a very early period. Well, may I say to you, bronze goes back almost to the beginning of civilization. It's one of the metals that you find that it was used in the tabernacle. It was used in two of the articles of furniture that were used in the judgment of sin. One was the brazen altar, and the other was the laver of brass. Both of them stood in the outer court and had to do with the judgment of sin and sins in the lives of these people. And so here, I would assume that since these mountains are called now the two mountains, and they are of bronze, what he's saying is that we're speaking of judgment. That judgment is going forth from God, and the four judgments now are mentioned.